WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Mama's on the half shell.
Yeah,
this is
baby.
The Mama can. I am canning a Mama Margarita to take home. I am told this fills the hubcap, that it is exactly with ice. A hubcap margarita.
Ooh.
So I'm going to take about three straws here, two for me and one for my cat, Nyla. And we're going to have some margaritas. You're going to take this crush home, apparently.
You're going to believe it.
I would drink that.
Made by my brother. I know it's got a good level of medicine in it.
So you want a really bad inside joke?
What do you got?
All right, so that has orange juice, probably vodka, hopefully not Russian, and triple sec, right?
Yeah.
So my... your family, were movers and shakers in this town. That's fair to say, right? Did your family ever go to Chesapeake Restaurant up by the train station? We're a little young for it.
No, I did not.
What year were you born? You're born in 60s.
I was born in 71.
You're younger than me. All right, so yeah. I was 68. So you, there's no way you'd remember it.
No.
I don't remember it.
I remember going to the Belvedere, which was a wild thing.
Al
that
Bar.
Was like a fancy place.
Right, okay.
It was the fancy place, it seemed like.
And they had an Ichibaikai there in the basement for a long time, too.
Yeah.
So in the 1960s, my Uncle Omar Aparicio was the wine sommelier and then became the manager at Ordell Bracy's Flaming Pit. He managed the bonfire in Ocean City. And I've told the stories down in Ocean City over the summer. And his shtick, he had the white tuxedo. This is 1968 Sinatra's,
yeah.
You know, Rat Pack era, right? And Chesapeake was the Roost Chris Four Seasons. It was the place to be, right?
Wow.
And all the celebrities hung out there. All the sports writers had their media lunch in there once a month because they'd like to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
They all wanted to go there and get a steak for lunch and do all that, right?
Yeah.
So it was a big meeting. I mean, and...
It's right by the train station.
Yeah.
It's right at the corner.
Yeah,
Landvale and Charles.
Correct.
Yep.
So my uncle, his deal was he would come up, steak, wine, everybody knew Omar. And Omar would come by when you got your bananas Foster.
Yeah.
And ask if you wanted some triple sex in it for later.
Yeah?
Some triple sex?
Yeah, why
wouldn't he? He was Venezuelan, too. So, like, the S rolled off, you know, triple sex.
Well, how cool is it
sex?
That there's a great so. Alma, I think, is a
Venezuela, absolutely.
Place
Irina,
in there now.
Irina does an unbelievable
right?
job.
Omar would be proud.
True arepas. Yeah,
yeah, cerveza. I've been there. It's delicious.
Well, I'm having a cerveza. Do you know the Key Brewing people over in Dundalk?
I
do not.
I do.
Do you know that?
Yes. Yep, Spike and those boys
so,
over there.
So, positive mental attitude is the name of this. So, when I saw positive mental attitude, I thought, I have to drink one of these if I'm going to. So, we started the tour here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Martin Knott, my friend, was here. Then he wasn't here. I accidentally gave Jill two Betty Boop tickets because the tickets are smaller than I thought they were. The Ravens tickets were bigger.
Yeah.
So the Betty Boops are out right now, so I'm giving Betty Boops out for a chance to win with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Yeah, we're letting ourselves play. You know, we talk a lot with John about the casino part of this, and March Madness is coming next week. You bet on the games now.
So psyched.
Man, society's changed dramatically, right?
Yeah, completely.
I mean, this plague has changed. Everything's going to be different when we get back. This is the first show I've done without a mask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing it.
You were doing them on Zoom or you guys were wearing masks, right?
Well, this tour was supposed to resume, and this was to honor Scunny, because we're at Scunny's place, right?
Yep.
Did you know Scunny?
I did. I met him a couple of times.
Yeah, I knew Scunny
His son and my son were in class together at Loyola High School.
Unbelievable.
And, of course,
We
lost Scunny, and his wife Jackie ran into my brother Justin. And they are getting along beautifully, engaged.
Now your brother made these for us, literally.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you know, he said he's got a canning thing now, you know. Justin, he's brilliant. He's like, you know, he can make and fix and do anything, pretty much.
He's a creator.
Oh, he's a total creator.
Love that.
Yeah, total creator.
So
you know, now he's into canning.
So here's how serendipity works, right? I knew Scunny in 1995. My friends from Amici's actually had the space that became Bricks Americane. And
yeah.
You know, two doors down, right? So Scunny was missing a finger like me.
Huh?
So Scunny's thing was always to connect our fingers, like the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, right.
Like whenever I would leave
like
the bar, he would run and ping me we would have to touch. Let's touch nubs, man. Let's touch nubs. You know, so that's what Scunny. So yeah, so when I'm in Scunny's place here and I'm honoring Scunny and eating Scunny's crab cake, I, you know, the Bob Irsay dummy on the wall in there in the casket, that's my dummy from Mike Resigliano.
Oh, really?
So Jackie was one of the first guests we had when sports shut down 2 years ago next week.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to promote local business and talking about curbside,
yeah,
keep these businesses, keep the bartenders, you know, tip
going.
People. Like,
yeah.
And that's really where Baltimore Positive moved from Don and I doing something that was maybe more politically designed, especially in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandon was going to run and the political, the election moved 6 weeks and Sheila didn't win. And I started thinking about Baltimore Positive and what this thing's going to be. And, you know, Jackie and those kinds of conversations about Scunny and saving local businesses.
Yeah.
And you have branched out with your family into this new business that you're doing.
Yeah.
This thing, and I come out of it no longer having short hair, no longer being Nasty Nestor doing baseball box scores in the middle of a baseball lockout, and instead talking about local businesses and
it's great
people like Key Brewing that didn't exist when my career
they
began.
They make
you
such
know?
Good beer.
Scunny
their
would drink
beer
this.
Is, oh, my God, all day, every day. Their beer is off the charts. Speed Wobbles is another one of theirs. Dundalk Calling is another one of their great beers. I mean, they are
well, this
really,
is a Pils. I grabbed because it was
a
Pils.
Yeah, it's a great Pils.
If it was an IPA, I wouldn't have drank it, even though it says positive. Yeah. It's too hoppy for me.
Yeah, well, this their Session IPA, what I would call like Speed Wobbles, is like one of the most drinkable beers ever. As far
you
as
like IPAs.
So.
I don't.
I do, but it's I don't. Not. I don't like them too hoppy. So, like, this one's just, like, just the right amount, right? Just the right amount.
I want to give a free plug to Dave Rather, because the other night I'm uptown, and I've lived downtown for 19 years at the Harbor, and we moved, and it was
Mothers,
Fat Tuesday.
Right?
It was Fat Tuesday, right? So I felt like, and he put a damn picture, and Mohler keeps doing this with the Beaumont, putting a picture of a prime rib up or something I'm going to want to go
yum,
eat.
Yum, yum.
I mean, Gallagher does it all the time, too.
Yeah.
Good-looking food up that I got to go
eat. He's a
foodie. Right? So, last week, Rather put up a picture of gumbo at 8:30 in the morning on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
How am I going to go to bed without getting a cup of that or
you
a bowl
had to
of
go.
That? So I went over and I had a beer, and this is really a positive mental experience for me. I had a beer that I've only had once, one other time in my life, and I had a lot of them. It was the Abita Purple Raspberry Lager.
Wow.
I drank about eight of them.
Delicious.
In New Orleans, the night before the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Huh?
It's called Purple Haze.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to drink Purple Haze the night before the Ravens won the Super Bowl. God, I had two of those the other night at Mother's. Delicious.
Really good.
So my palate's expanding. I mean,
yeah,
that wouldn't be
you.
Something. I haven't had that beer in nine years. But I'm a stout guy. I love stouts.
Yeah, well, over at Wet City. I don't know if you're familiar with that place. It's over by State Center.
I like it already. Wet City?
Wet City. It's unbelievable. First off, their burger's off the charts. But they also are making their own beers, a lot of them with those sort of fruit infusions. Delicious. They've got a great selection
of beers
over there.
I got to hang out with Martin Knott more often. Martin is here. We were talking about air, and then you took a call, and then Jill came.
Yeah.
She had me sobbing about Frank Vanek.
Yeah.
Frank was my I went to middle school with Frank. Frank had MS in 1989.
Yeah.
Frank was the valedictorian. Frank's just like amazing dude. So I guess serendipity is that we wound up bringing a crab cake tour out today and telling some MS stories and telling some old stories about old friends and stuff like that. So for you, we were talking about air and we were talking about differences in the world when this is all over with. How are you experiencing the world, man? I mean, getting out and starting new business. This is I feel like springing right now. I have a little bit more energy than I've had because these winters have been brutal. These last 2 years, these have been two brutal years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's what spring's for, is bringing new life and bringing new things. You know, if you just take a look through the, you know, binoculars of nature, you know, this is when we revive ourselves. This is when we warm up our bones and, you know, get ready to, you know, hustle through the summer. When it's beautiful out and when we can take in this incredible planet that we live on, right? Spinning, you know.
Well, I moved out to the county now. I have blue jays, cardinals, raccoons, fox, deer.
Yeah, there's a great app, and I'll send it to you, but you can actually, like, walk outside, you can hit record, and it'll tell you all the birds that are in your, it'll give you pictures of them and tell you, based on their songs, all the birds that are hanging out in your little
What a world we've created.
It's unbelievable. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I was out in California, and I put it on, and literally like 15 birds showed up. And, you know, you could sort of start to count all the different birds that were showing up. It was unbelievable. It was so cool. I would have had no idea what they were, and now I know.
My wife and Dr. Steve...
Yeah,
we're talking about this because they're trail climb. My wife likes, that's why she goes up to New Hampshire. She likes running around the trails and stuff.
Right,
and they have the app where you point trail it at the plants.
Yeah,
and you can see you whether it's poison ivy or not.
Yeah,
and no, avoid that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I know how to avoid poison ivy because I get it. And once you get it, you
I don't
know how
go
to
in the woods.
It.
That's how I do it. I don't.
That's
go in
one
the woods.
Way to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. You and I were talking about Meriwether, and I was telling you about all these fond memories and girls I made out with and beer I drank and bands I heard and all that. Yeah. And all I could think about was, oh, the mosquitoes. Yeah, I always have mosquitoes. When you talk about the parking lot. You talk about the parking lot.
The parking lot was
a mosquito thing.
Oh, of course.
If you were over in the mall, you were okay.
Well, it's back when we had way more insects. You know, like, what have we done? We've gone around and we put all this stuff on our lawns and on our golf courses and all these places that basically are not good for all of our insects. So we have a lot less insects.
I heard an ad today on the radio, a 100.7, because I do listen to debate from time to time. Uh-huh. Hi, Joe Efron. Hope you get the help you need. Pollinator was in an ad.
Yeah.
They talk about pollinator.
Yeah. Bees. How important are they, right? No bees, no almonds.
No
people. California, no people.
Yep. Eventually.
About as important to, you know, our sort of life circle as any animal out there. You know, like, think about it.
I've had two intimate friends in my life get really serious about bees and learn. My father-in-law is really into bees.
Yeah.
And my buddy Kenny Ballgame, really into bees.
That's cool. My buddy John Harmon's a former head of the Maryland Beekeeper Association, right?
See, and my father-in-law, if he comes down, that would be like a trip to the zoo for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, they love it, right? And John, you know, he's on top of it, and
it's a bee's knees.
A really cool. Yeah, he is the bee's knees. John Harmon
like
is
honey.
The bee's knees. Honey's delicious. Are you kidding me? Well, here's the deal. So my neighbors are beekeepers, right there at the corner of Eager and St. Paul's. I get their honey, and so I am getting protection from that honey because it's local and the bees are bringing the pollens back. And so there is this effect that if you eat local honey, you'll have less allergies and or that type of stuff.
So I need to eat Towson honey now?
I mean, as close as you can get it to your house is best.
Really?
100%. 100%.
What else could I learn hanging out with you?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Who's your second favorite band behind the Grateful Dead? Because I don't know any. I have a couple of friends that, like, I have one friend who's really only into Springsteen. He's not really into music. He's okay with music.
Yeah.
But he's only really into that. And yeah. I found that, like, I go through these waves where, like, last week I was doing John Mayer.
Yeah.
This week I did the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are great.
And, you know, the next show I'm looking forward to, I think, on my schedule, Styx is playing on at the Warner on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
and
killer.
My wife and I had a family meeting this morning because Sammy Hagar is playing Atlantic City next Friday night.
He's great,
He's 75 years old.
Yeah,
dude.
He's up there.
Like, we've got to, like, really...
Yeah.
Take this seriously. When you get to spend 3 hours with Don Henley and Joe Walsh, you take 3 hours and you go spend 3 hours with Don Henley and Joe Walsh.
That's right. I love all music. And, you know, like I can.
I could take you to a show right now and see anything other than the Dead, if I said tonight at the Royal Farms Arena, blank is playing and blank is opening up, of all the bands in the history of bands, alive or dead. Elvis, Beatles, Zeppelin, Hendrix, pick anything you want.
Right.
That's not the Grateful Dead. What would you want to see tonight?
Well, I think I'd have...
Ooh, this is a good question, man. A second beer. Thank you.
That is a hell of a question.
Ooh, deep thoughts here on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour.
I think I'd have Billy Strings in on that, you know? I think Del McCrory and his band with his sons, they're awesome. I'm a bluegrass guy.
See, I'm
and
not.
So,
I'm
yeah,
not.
I love bluegrass, and I love.
That's getting hip again. A lot of my friends love bluegrass.
And there's beautiful guys that have come up, like Billy Strings, come up through bluegrass and are now like taking on different types of music and playing it. I saw a set list from him last night. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So he's playing all kinds of stuff. I think I'd love to see the Beatles, just for nostalgia.
Are you going to McCartney?
Probably. I can't imagine I'm not going to be there. And I don't plan that kind of stuff. Like, you don't plan the show. I don't plan the show. I don't plan that far in advance. If, you know, it comes around.
You have a summer calendar, Mark. Do you know?
I do. And it's going to be focusing on advanced indoor resources as we head into our second summer, you know, growing our business. And
what? Give me an update when you're starting a business like this.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you about this at all. Vision. You got that. Passion. But you see this as a space that's really unmined. And when you talk about it, I have friends. Bill Cole wrote to me, and a couple of his friends wrote to me after the last time you were on the show saying, this is important information that you know we're talking about.
It's healthcare. It's health.
Right.
Right? You know, like what you breathe. Like, look, you wouldn't go, and if I handed you a cup of water and said, it's a little tainted, but you'll probably be okay. Would you drink it?
No.
Exactly. And so, you know, like, you know, are our buildings, you know, where they need to be from a health perspective? Absolutely 100% not. And there's a lot of great, great people working on it, which is cool because every building's a little bit different, which makes every building a science project, which makes it fun. You know, I think like the one thing that's, you know, going on with me, with my new business and everybody that's involved with the new business is we're having fun. We're doing things that we haven't done before. We're learning things that we didn't learn before.
Have we not filtered air? I mean, have we not really thought about this? Because, like, I lived down at Harbor Court. Harbor Court was a Gucci building.
Yeah.
Like, really expensive building. When you remember when that came online.
Yeah,
you were
sure.
Probably 17, 18 years old that time. And I lived there for 19 years. And when I went behind the walls there was no fresh air coming in that building.
Yeah.
We were circulating dusty, catty, you know, whatever. And then I would just see that screen that we pull out of the thing, right?
Yeah.
And it would just be full of schmutz.
Dust.
Right?
Stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah. Look, indoor air quality experts have been screaming about this for years. Like, hello, you know, asthma, all these things. Now, we're, you know, it took a virus to wake us up.
Why are we getting lung cancer in this country? Why are we having lung problems, right? Air we're breathing.
You know, more than likely, you know, stuff that you breathe. You know, like, look, we know that the people that, you know, breathed asbestos for a long period of time, you know, ended up getting mesothelioma, something along those lines, right?
I think this is the part where I say that wrecked the Orioles, but that's another thing altogether.
Yep. Be careful there. So,
well, I fight, you know, I'm mad. I'm mad they're not playing. I'm mad that McCartney's the only thing that's going on. Somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody misses baseball because it's an American pastime.
It's
you know,
terrible.
Getting out and drinking a beer. And, you know, watching it. But I think, you know, I think we're going to have a season. I hope we're going to have a season. You know, these things happen every 4 or 5 years where people got to go do contracts. And it's this standoff thing that happens in negotiations. And, you know, they're never fun. You know, they're just a means to an end. And hopefully everybody can get through them for the love of the game and, you know, fix whatever financial issues
they think
are. Let's go
back to air.
I
was having more fun talking about that.
Right.
Bad air in buildings and fixing it.
Yeah, well, that's what needs to happen. It needs to happen in our schools. It needs to happen in our libraries. It needs to happen in places where our public servants are
Is there
working.
Anywhere it's being done well that you, with airports, that the new Denver air, I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
Places that are built in the last 15 or 20 years.
Sure.
Where public spaces, not some place where a rich guy had a building or was doing something, you know, politically charged to create a new space, but just Please, California's kind of forward-thinking, state of Washington,
for sure.
Places.
For sure.
Texas, Austin, Texas, where maybe things are happening. Tell me how this is working.
I think the lead, you know, green building stuff that took place, you know, around the turn of the century really started moving the needle towards healthier buildings. But they weren't really looking at indoor air, you know, forever. All indoor air.
It was about energy and efficiency.
It was about energy and efficiency. It was about temperature and comfort, right? It had nothing to do with what are we breathing. It's is everybody comfortable? Are you comfortable? Okay,
well,
you can go
come
do your
on,
work.
Dude. I mean, we're in Highland Town, pretty much. Can every one of these places, when your parents were growing, my parents for sure, had window air conditioning in each room, so that was the best way they could get room to room.
Yeah,
turn that up, turn that down, and then we got central air.
Yeah,
which
and
was
that
still,
came around right, and we didn't fix it then. You know, we sort of looked at it and said, okay, we got a different way of moving air around, but we're just moving air around because we want people to be comfortable, not because we want them to be healthy. And I think that's the difference today is that that's turned. Now it's, I want people healthy. You know, comfort, you know, if you're a little cold, but I got like the perfect air for you, you'll probably be okay. You know, even though you can have it all. you absolutely 100% can have the best indoor air, better than outdoor air. Why? Because Mother Nature doesn't let us control the comfort level of outdoor air. But she does in buildings.
33 today, going to be 74 day after tomorrow.
Right? I know. And so, you know, we've got, we'll be running a lot of cooling calls on Monday, right, over at Advanced Indoor Resources, because all those systems are going to be like, hey.
First time turn on.
Yeah, that's right. And so it happens in March, you know, in early March. That's when you sort of get your
It's the cold day you start the car, right? Same thing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Martin Otis here. We're talking all things. Let's see. We've talked beer, margaritas. We've talked about triple sec and triple secs and crushes.
Let's talk about the king of all media. Let's talk about the king of all media here in Maryland. Yeah,
wait, so that would be you right now. You have done a podcast. I've seen your little groovy setup, little groovy machine. It's like a couch, right?
Well, there's
but
a couch there.
But that's what all you hipsters are doing
chairs.
With the podcast.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, I called a guy and I said, look, I need a setup. I've heard he did a good job in setting these things up. And he had set one up for a company of a friend of mine works at.
It looks like a great podcast setup.
Yeah, I said I need a podcast setup. And he came in and he hooked it all up and taught me how to use it, you know, for the most part. I'm like probably 80% of the way there on the use
keep
thing.
Keep your guest on mic.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Keeping them on mic.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And so, you know, I'm really excited about that, you know, and you and Don and others, you know, Damien and others have inspired me to, you know, want to talk about Baltimore. You guys have a lot that you're talking about and a lot of cool things that you're doing. Reverend Al Hathaway and I have a long-standing relationship. He's a mentor of mine. And I've
How'd you
known
meet
him.
The Rev?
I met him when he joined the Governor's Workforce Investment Board when Martin O'Malley was our governor. And I was the chair at the time, and Rev came on board, and we hit it off. And he's been doing stuff on the west side over by Union Baptist Church.
Do you golf with him?
I haven't golfed with him yet, but that's what he loves to
do. Yeah, I'm not going
to golf. The man loves to do it, you know.
He's too good.
Well, I mean, he's the guy out of Caddyshack, you know. It's like the greatest day of his life, you know. Just don't put your putter up in the air when it's
Do you feel he channels Samuel L. Jackson in some way?
Maybe a little bit with their like jaw or something like that,
You
know. Like, but he's like such a smooth cat, man. He's like, you know,
well, you're
he's
doing a podcast
a spiritual brilliance.
He has
right?
sat down with me for hours, and I love chatting with him.
Yeah,
so the fact that you've sucked him into being your partner here, I'm a little jelly. You know, it's okay.
He's holy. I'm not. You know, that's the way it's going to work out. I think we're going to have great conversations. We're going
to
have you on.
What were you listening to when you came up with that?
Actually, it was funny. I found out the story this morning. It, like, back-channeled to me. I thought it was actually Damien O'Doherty that came up with it. But it was actually my son, Riley. We were driving to Home Depot, and Damien and I were talking. He's been trying to convince me to do this for a year. And so he says, you know, my son says, well, you could call it, like, he's holy, you're not. And so my son, Riley, actually came up with it. It's a, you know, nifty
little
name.
My kid's smarter than me in a lot of ways, too.
I mean,
he was into John Mayer before I was.
Yeah, the women are smarter. All of our kids are smarter. You know, like, we just got to get used to it, right? And I love these brains of these little kids, these techno kids that are coming up and, you know, how their brain works. And
if you have somebody that can sync my Google and Apple contacts, I really need some help with that.
Yeah. You know, you go to your kid if you want something like
you
that.
You watch me do all this equipment. You think
it's incredible.
Genius and like, nah, you know, it can still be streamlined more. And so can your podcast. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure. And look, I learned
today. It's going to be what you're talking about, really. Yeah.
Well, I learned today, like, you know, you got to watch the clock because I thought you and I were talking in our earlier segment, maybe 15 minutes. It was 30 minutes. And
look at me right now. How many minutes have we been talking right now?
I'm going to say 22.
Oh, you just looked.
I didn't look. I swear to God. Am I close?
You just looked. It's 23:40.
You know, like maybe I'm getting a little bit better sense of time.
I don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't, I think.
I don't.
I think you should.
I was explaining this. There were two guys at the bar sitting here that I don't want to out them, but it got off on the wrong track. Like they recognized me and we started talking.
Right.
And they're like, hey, man, that thing with Cal Ripken with the rumor. I'm like, dude. This is why I don't take phone calls from people because I'm just—it's just stupid.
Right.
And I had some. Nonetheless, we started with that, you know, over there.
Yeah.
And we got to talking about like baseball and taking sports radio phone calls and doing this and what the show was going to be about. And I gave him lottery tickets and stuff. And I think the conversation for local, once they found that it was Baltimore, Baltimore positive, I was Baltimore, they're like, oh, you're not doing sports anymore. What are you doing? I'm like, well, talking to nice people about important stuff that's going on. And it's gotten me a chance to meet with
business owners, right?
Well, Jackie brought me in on this, and I knew Scunny. It's been a nice way to communicate.
Yeah.
And now that you have the setup, your thing, it's different, though. You have to drag people to your set now that you have a great set.
That's right. So we'll see what
happens. I thought of that. I built a radio station 23 years ago.
I know.
And then I built a groove area to do video in after my wife got sick. And I prefer Zoom. Other than that, I like this.
Yeah, right. Nothing
but
better
than dragging
being in a bar.
You out to my station or to my lair or to my basement or to my Joe Rogan podcast thing.
Right, his little thing.
I don't know. I prefer this. I prefer setting up on a table in a bar.
Yeah,
this
I mean, and it can be done. It can be done, you know, and we'll see. We're going to get people in there. We might do Zoom. We might not. We're just hoping that we can get, you know, we've got a great lineup of people that are going to come through. You're on the list. I mean, that's going to be unbelievable.
I wish I had these two guys on because they were like really big sports fans. They knew a lot about what was going on.
That's cool. Well, they're everywhere, right? I mean, sports is like, it's like music. You know, it's like an outlet for people, you know, like, what's going on with, you know, and hopefully it's not a frustrating outlet, right? But, you know, you can have good, you know, you're having a good year with the Orioles.
I spent half the week talking about the war with almost everyone.
Right.
Like, literally, that's been the tenor, because that's been the tenor of waking up the last week or so, right? So
sad
today was
thing.
The Crab Cake Tour, and I got my Betty Boop tickets here from the Maryland Lottery. Martin Knott's here. And the idea was to invite friends like you down. Jen just stared at me like maybe I wanted a crab cake.
I lost
Jen.
Jen, are we doing
crab cakes? What are we doing? I think we're doing crab cakes. I'll trade you Betty Boop ticket for a crab cake. The Maryland Lottery is here.
She's coming on.
Are you going to come? You're my next guest?
Yeah, that's fine. Did you eat crab cake yet?
No, we haven't had a crab cake yet. She's putting the order down.
Boom, just one. I had a big lunch.
So my dude Greg Zipaniak's coming by, and he will teach me the right way to say it. Zipaniak. He has the Grunwald Club. That's the Polish club, four doors down.
Yep.
And his dad, Val, and he, you talk about relationships in sports. I have all of these pictures of him and his dad at my Super Bowl barn shows back in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And we lost his dad a number of years ago. They were Loyola-centric, Loyola Greyhound-centric people.
So
he's going to come by. We're going to. He's a realtor down here and raising a family in Canton.
Here we are at Mama's. I mean, I love this place. You know, this is good. You know, this is all the food that a good, hearty Baltimorean would love, right? You got oysters on the half shell
year-round.
You got great crab cakes. The food here is delicious.
Jen, did you get me the seafood platter, or would you get me just a crab cake? All right, that's fine.
That's all you need around here.
So now I know Jen. So Jen's significant is an NFL agent who I've known for about 20 years.
Ah, very nice.
Chad. So I've known her dude forever.
Uh-huh.
Jackie, obviously, with Scunny.
I'm going to be related to her.
Right? So we're telling old Scunny stories here.
It's all Baltimore.
And you got Finn. My son, Talbot, worked here this summer for a month and a half. He now knows how to shuck oysters.
Well,
it's like the greatest thing ever.
I told her we were doing this for Scunny on Elvis's birthday. January 8th was when we were originally bringing
the tour back out. Right.
And then Omicron, things got crazy. So we wound up doing it. So tomorrow's my dad, would have been my dad's 103rd birthday. March 5th was my dad's birthday. So I said, let's do this March 4th. And, you know, all of this, like, you know someone, you're... I come in, she said, Justin's brother's your guest. And I'm like, who's Justin?
Yeah.
And it must be Martin's brother.
Yeah.
He got called Justin 20 minutes ago by somebody here.
Somebody came and taught me Justin. I said, are you kidding me? I haven't gained that kind of weight. What?
So, we have the Mama's cans. Jen Fidelli's going to come on. I'm going to bid Martin.
It's a brutal place. Thank you very much for having me.
He's taking the crush.
Once again.
I'm taking the margarita.
Yeah,
I hear
you
that
it's
a
it.
Perfect hubcap. So,
this sucker could be gone before I get to 83. You know? I'm so excited. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, of course.
Give him a cup of ice.
They'll never be able to catch me. I'll be speeding.
But
I shouldn't say that either.
But he will take a cup of ice to go.
Yeah, that's it.
We're down here at Mama's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Goodwill. We are letting ourselves play. The Betty Boop tickets are out. I'm giving
Betty.
Them away. The $2 tickets. Top prize, $10,000.
Take it. Betty Boop, Betty Boards. It's all. It's It's all the talk.
There it is. I'm having a positive mental attitude. Yeah, Key Brewing Pils, an unfiltered premium lager, gratuitously hopped with German Saffir and Tettnang to lend lime zest and floral aromatics. No wonder it was so delicious. We're live. We're down here at Mama's on the Half Shell. We are in Canton. Back for more on WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking clean air and 29-minute segments with Martin Knott.